In Baton Rouge, it was 23 degrees yesterday. That's Louisiana. Macon, Georgia, woke up to 20 degrees. Go north a little bit, International Falls, Minnesota, minus 25. Chicago wind chill, minus 43 over the weekend. 21 dead so far nationwide. San Francisco is soaked. Got a big sinkhole up there. House fell into it. Sinkhole opened up. 60 feet wide, a deep rather, and 150 feet wide. A big $2 million home fell into it. I just got this over the internet. Although there has been little, if any, news, although there is now, an incredible storm with hurricane-force winds in excess of 100 miles per hour is getting ready to slam into the Oregon coast. I'm originally from Portland. Most of my family is still there. I spoke to some of them this evening, said they're getting ready for what the local news is calling potentially one of the worst storms ever to hit the state. And indeed, here is a high wind warning watch from the National Weather Service in Portland. They're talking about terrible winds over the ridges, possibly exceeding, gusting 100 miles per hour. Now, one of my listeners, bless her heart, Charlotte, in KEX country in Portland, sent me a very, very good assessment of the storm. Thus far, the highest wind gust, Charlotte says, is 154 miles per hour at the Sea Lion Caves on the Central Coast. That's much higher than I heard. I heard 120, but who knows. Lowest onshore barometer reading so far, Astoria, at 28.56. Actually, that is the lowest ever recorded there. Hardest hit town, Newport, on the Central Coasts. Gusts for several hours to 107 miles per hour. Oh, boy. Roofs blown off, windows out, considerable damage in town. No town can take hours of 107 miles an hour. Main damage inland, hundreds, maybe thousands of huge Douglas firs falling onto houses and power lines all around Willamette County. Two historic elms fell in Portland Park blocks. Power outages. At least 150,000 homes with no power. Salem to Portland at this time may be without power for up to a week because the trees are on power lines. The new Emergency Operations Center in Portland went online for the first time. Worked wonderfully, we understand. I understand we're being preempted at this hour by KVI in Seattle because they are still expecting 80-mile-per-hour winds, but should be lessening after this hour, so they're into storm coverage right now. So we have had a whiz-banger of a storm.